Hey, here we are at the One Week Wonder. We're at Four Corners on the fly, and it is a beautiful Tuesday. We couldn't ask for anything better than this. One Week Wonder. What a very cool idea 4 years ago, and here we are doing it again. And this time, Vans Aircraft is very involved. Welcome. I'm talking to Greg Hughes, and he's a part of the marketing community at Vans, and Vans Aircraft is in Aurora, Oregon, and Vans manufactures a lot of kits and also some SLSA factory airplanes.
Correct? That's right, we do.
So let's talk a little bit about Vans. Vans is the major sponsor, obviously, with the One Week Wonder, in that the aircraft kit that was donated is from you.
Right, the aircraft kit was donated by Vans. We transported it here from our Portland, Oregon area facility. In addition, if you look, for those that are here, you see a lot of people in volunteer shirts, the ones that are wearing the dark blue shirts, and if you see them on the webcam, for example, those are Vans prototype shop employees, and they're leading the teams that are split up and building different components of this RV-12IS aircraft across the variety of tables. Making really great progress. Started on Monday morning. Here we are now on Tuesday afternoon, and we have some really big pieces of materials coming together.
I see that.
Starting to look like it could become an airplane.
Yeah, and it is rapidly becoming an airplane.
It is.
So let's talk a little bit about if somebody was to get their own Vans kit similar to this.
Right.
I think a lot of people might come by One Week Wonder, take a look at this and look at, you know, how fairly easily this airplane is going together, and think, you know, I might be able to do that. This is not a very complicated project, is it?
In the world of airplane building, the RV-12 is what I would call a simple airplane project, relatively speaking. You're still using tools, and you learn a lot along the way, but that's half the point, is to have some fun, to learn some new things, and in the end, to end up with an aircraft that you can fly and enjoy. The RV-12 is special in the marketplace in a couple of ways. It's a LSA aircraft, and this one is being built as what's called an experimental light sport aircraft, or ELSA, which means that a sport pilot could fly it, right, or a private pilot or anybody else, but it can be flown with a sport pilot license. It's a very capable aircraft. A lot of light sport aircraft have real limited ability to carry people and stuff, or you know, baggage
fuel
type, you know,
and
fuel.
Yeah, yeah.
The RV-12 and the RV-12IS have one of the greatest useful load capacities of any light sport aircraft in the industry. This is a matched hole technology. So we have CNC punch presses. This is all designed on computer. Just about every hole that goes in this airplane that gets fasteners put through it is already in place. It's already punched through and drilled for you. While we watch the people building here, every now and then we'll see them pick up and drill, rarely, and run it through a hole. It might be that the hole needs to be opened up a little bit because there's a rivet that's a little bit oversized. That happens sometimes.
Although, but not very often with CNC machines.
Not very often. And,
yeah.
And the whole point of the design is for it to be matched holed. It comes with all 11,000 plus rivets that go into this airplane. Everything you need is included in the kit, with the exception of the coolant, which you actually just go down to your local auto parts store, get the right stuff, and you put it into the Rotax 912IS fuel injected engine. Even the oil is included in the engine, the power plant kit, and that's pretty unusual. So it just goes to show how complete this kit really is.
Well, you know, the Rotax has progressed so much since the development of light sport rule, and now, of course, with this new engine,
right,
which you can maybe talk. Well, I'll be talking to Rotax later in the segment, but and they could probably brag a little bit about their IS motor.
Well, and they should come and brag about it, because it's an amazing little airplane engine. I've flown a few hundred hours in RV-12s, most of that in the 912 ULS, which is the carbureted engine, but more recently I've been flying on the 912 IS engine. It's very smooth. It has one lever, and that's the throttle lever. There's no choke, there's no mixture. It's very smooth. You, with the RV-12 with the 912 IS engine on it, you get 100 plus additional feet per minute in climb over the ULS.
That's significant.
You'll burn significantly less fuel, more torque. You have a greater useful load in baggage. So we allow 75 pounds of baggage in the baggage compartment as opposed to 50 on the original RV12 with the ULS engine. And a number of other enhancements beyond the engine that we've put into the 912 IS fuselage kit. Things like it has a center console with a throttle on it, electric flaps instead of manual flap control for the flaperons, and a variety of other seating enhancements and general changes that. But one of the things that's really important for us at Vans Aircraft is to listen both to our people internally that fly our airplanes, but more importantly, to listen to our customers and to think about what it is when they say, I wish you guys had done this, we listen to that. And we've incorporated many, many of those changes into the 912 or into the RV12 IS.
So the RV12 is available in two different they can get it either as a kit build or as a factory build airplane, right? So you've got the ELSA, which you build at home.
Right.
You have the SLSA, which you can order from the factory.
Order from the factory.
Basically, it's the same aircraft, right?
It's actually exactly the same aircraft. So it's the same plans. It's the same parts. There's no different part numbers. It is an identical airplane. The difference is if it's built on the assembly line under the approved, the FAA-approved SLSA ticket. The factory basically approves it as SLSA under the FAA's blessing. Or if an individual builds it, then they can build it as you mentioned, an experimental light sport aircraft. In order to do that, you follow exactly the same plans. You build it per the plans. There have been a few people that build this airplane as experimental amateur built. You can do that. Typically, people will do that if they're making some kind of an unusual modification to it. But then it's not really necessarily a true RV12.
Right. Yeah.
It goes a little bit outside the box. One of the things that is new in the SLSA market with the RV12 is we now we actually have it at our booth, a brand new airplane called the RV12IST. And the T stands for trainer.
Okay.
And that's a new airplane. We've beefed up the brakes. We've beefed up some of the landing gear attachment parts. Basically, the parts that students beat up the worst,
right? Yep.
We've beefed up. We've made some durability changes to the interior, and on the premium model for the IST, we've also outfitted it with a Garmin GTN 650 IFR navigator, and if you look on the tail of the RV12, you see the nav radio whiskers, which is pretty unusual for an RV12, but
right.
It can be used for IFR training and all kinds of flight school use.
Oh, very cool. So we might as well just give a little plug. Where is Vans located here on the convention grounds?
Yeah, on the AirVenture grounds, Vans is located down by the Warbirds. If you're down by the Warbirds and walk toward the flight line, the air show flight line, you'll find Vans booth right next to the taxiway that that divides the booths from the Warbirds area.
Okay. Oh, perfect. All right, so people can head down there and they can see all things RVs. As far as One Week Wonder goes, though, would you say that the way that they have structured this build center here at Four Corners to be somewhat similar to organized how the factory would do it as well?
So it, in some ways, it's similar to the way that Synergy Air, which does our factory builds, is structured. Another model that's been used in determining what order to build in and how many people and how many different teams we need is through the various teen build programs where teenagers build airplanes. And the RV12 has proven to be, for the same reason that it's the perfect kit and the perfect aircraft for this project, it's also used in STEM, science, technology, engineering, math focused programs, working with teenagers all around the country and all around the world, building this airplane model as an educational opportunity and a growth leadership type opportunity for teenagers all over. So groups of teenagers, usually a dozen or so teenagers, are brought together. Sometimes it's in the schools. In the case of the program I work with, which is called Teen Flight in Portland, it's not affiliated with the schools, and it happens for 6 hours every Saturday for a year and a half. We take them from zero to airplane. And a lot of the work that's gone into figuring out what's the best way to organize this, some of that information and some of that knowledge has come through those types of programs, the factory, as you mentioned, as well as the team build programs.
So that helps a lot when you when you're endeavoring to do something like this. And Vans as a company says, oh, you know, we're going to get involved in this 1 week project to build an airplane. Yeah, we're an airplane factory. We know how to build an airplane, but we're going to do this right out in a tent in the middle of AirVenture with, you know, over 500,000 people
right out
wandering
in front
by.
Of the world and everybody. That's exactly that's right. Yeah, and we're doing this with quite a bit of confidence. Again, the folks that are doing the build here, they run the prototype shop at the factory. That's what they do for a living. They deal with unusual
situations.
So
we're talking about the dark blue shirted...
The navy blue shirts are are Vans professionals from the prototype shop. This is what they do for a living.
So they're the team leaders experts on whatever it is they happen to be working on in the areas here.
That's right.
If there's a question, they come over and say, okay, this goes here and this goes here.
Exactly. Scott McDaniels, who manages our prototype shop, is over on the wings right now working with that team. And all the other guys that are out here do various different jobs. Davis Payton is a young man who's here. He just graduated from high school, and he was actually an intern at Vans this year in the prototype shop.
Perfect.
And he was doing some deburring on some parts that got shipped here to AirVenture to do that, and he's in here leading teams in building wings and other parts of the airplane. So
very cool.
We're really happy about being able to help to motivate and provide opportunities for the next generation of aviators and engineers.
That's awesome. Greg, thank you so much for sharing all this valuable information with us about the Vans portion of the 1 week wonder. And luckily for us, Charlie and I are going to get to wander through with our little roving microphone here and visit some of these stations here in the next segment. So we get to be part of the action.
Well, I'm sure you'll enjoy that. We really appreciate the opportunity. We're glad to be here at AirVenture 2018.
Thank you very much, Greg. Jaymont G, and we are on the fly down at Four Corners today at the 1 week wonder. Of course, if you haven't been down to Four Corners, it's one of the must stops because your EA member center is here, the AirVenture Welcome Center is here, and they have, of course, the EA Pilot Proficiency Center, and then the 1 week wonder, and you need to hit them all. They all need to be part of your AirVenture experience. We'll take a break, and when we rejoin the 1 week wonder, we're going to go on a little bit of an adventure through the workstations. You're listening to EA Radio.